Hello, this is Yoki Wendo, Prime Dharma Talk. There are many mysterious systems in the universe. One of it is that if you have gratitude in your heart, that gratitude, some phenomenon or happening that makes you feel gratitude happens. Isn't it interesting? But what is the state of the heart makes you be in the gratitude heart? Even though it seems like it hasn't happened before, well, let's say there are two kinds of the state of the heart. One is the heart of giving, and one is not. There's also something a bit scary system in the universe, a system or the principle or the structure of the universe, that there are only everything has two sides, and it's only one or the other, one or the other, which means that if you are in a state of the giving heart or not. If you are not state of the giving heart, you are state of the wanting to receive heart unconsciously. We usually don't recognize this because nobody is thinking verbally that, oh, I want to receive care, oh, I want to take, I want to be focused myself, like this. State of the heart means the subconsciousness. And if not in a state of the giving subconsciously, the state of the wanting to receive subconsciously. And in case if you are in a state of the wanting to something from others, then subconsciously you try to look for the situation that you can say something that you are in trouble or you are frustrated. It seems like you have something frustration and or some problem, and you want to talk with to other people about this, and you want to, you might think this is it, but actually the cause is opposite. Cause is that wishing to be focused to yourself and deceiving, wanting to attention and wanting the energy from others, then you need a reason to do that. Then you look for the reason how you can say this. So you create the situation or you look at the situation negatively. But if you're in a state of the giving others, it means that you are interested to the positive future, of course about yourself, but not only about yourself, but also same as the amount you are interested to positive future of others. The state of the heart is subconsciously, as I said, which means that your subconsciousness will not choose people who you are interested, who you have positive interest to. It means it's also for yourself, for other people, and even you don't know, even the people you don't know. In this state of the heart, anything that makes you feel that it's a positive or proceed or improve the positiveness, makes you feel happy and makes you feel gratitude. That's why state of the giving heart, people, person, I hope you are, will look for the positive part in the world. And to make you, this makes you feel the gratitude. And the feeling of the gratitude will bring the situation or happening to make you feel gratitude. And then the gratitude increases. If someone who are unsatisfied and receive, filled up this unsatisfaction from other people, they can be arrogant. It is better to increase the gratitude ongoing, based on the gratitude things happens, and more gratitude things happen. This positive circulation is much better than to fill up the unsatisfaction and to be arrogant. For not to be arrogant, it is good to recognize everything good is you are given by the great spirit of the universe. There's also the mysterious principle structure of the universe, that as you recognize yourself more powerless, you can appreciate the power of the great spirit of the universe. As you recognize more stupidity of yourself, you can appreciate more the great spirit of the universe, the light and the great love. Just before I said, don't look negative, look for the positiveness of the world. So is it a contradiction? No, because to realize your negativity, but deepest inside, deepest of your existence, yourself is a great spirit of the universe. And to let deepest level of your heart shines, let yourself realize that your stupidity to increase the gratitude, because the gratitude happens as a nature from this realization. Deepest level of existence is the great spirit of the universe. However, realize you're powerless and have a gratitude, and project all the positiveness to the world. This is a way to live happily without arrogance. as one child of God or Buddha. Thank you.